98.3, I'm Melissa Montana. This is Conversations, and we're going to talk about an amazing ministry reaching out to our veterans. Shepherd's House, I'm sure you've heard of it, but if not, let's fill you in. Tracy Barr, who is a house manager with her wonderful husband, Kenny, is going to tell us more about that and something exciting that recently happened through a gift. Tracy, I know we talk, we've been connected in many ways, many times, but talk about Shepherd's House and the work you guys do there.
Yeah, so my husband, Kenny, and I have been part of Shepherd's House for nearly 9 years now. We started out as volunteers wanting to be the church in the community and absolutely fell in love with this ministry. Of course, it's been around for more than 20 plus years, founded by Barb and Lonnie Cox. But what drew us is the faith-based piece of how Jesus Christ is at the center of recovery and changed lives. There's many great things that go on through classes and clinical programming and social work and counseling, but we believe ultimately the changed lives are as a result of a changed heart, which changes your life.
Amen. So, that's what Jesus does. He does that in our lives.
Yeah.
And you get to offer that at Shepherd's House, and I just love the ministry you have there. And I don't think a lot of people understand, unless you're close to someone that has served our country, that there's a desperate need for them to be loved on and to get help, because sometimes they're lost.
Yes, absolutely. You know, different trauma comes in many forms.
Yes.
You know, I've learned a lot from meeting the hundreds of veterans that we've served over the past several years. And sometimes childhood trauma is then compounded by military combat.
Yes.
And then they come out just broken with pieces and different things that have happened. And, you know, here we love them. We're like the no judgment zone here. You know, we want them to know that's how Christ views them. You know, he takes your past, and when you know him, he throws it as far as east is from the west. And we want them to know at Shepherd's House, we want to help not judge them, but love them where they're at, put things back together, and hopefully they'll leave better than they came.
Amen. We hear so many great stories over the years. You all have shared those of so many lives of these men that have been changed, and they've had hope, and they're able to go on and move forward. And so I'm going to say this to you, if you're listening and you don't know about Shepherd's House, find out more, get to know them. If you want to invest somewhere, this is a great place to go, to give, to serve. It's a wonderful ministry. And I know that you require gifts from people. And recently you were given a gift, which is kind of cool. We want to celebrate that.
Absolutely. Mark Music, one of our board members, Ruoff Home Mortgage, just totally stunned us and surprised us with a donation, just incredibly generous boost to us, to the ministry, because of our fundraisers, of course, like many, many not-for-profits, were canceled throughout the year because of COVID and unable to take, you know, the normal platforms. So this was a huge shot in the arm and an encouragement. And just an encouragement to our community to know, you know, like us, other not-for-profits, we're all just out there waiting to see. And there are more expenses with COVID and different things you need to do to be safe and well. And all of those, with all that being said, his generous donation helped us hugely.
Amen. Well, we rejoice in that. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Go God.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, and I'll say this. If you feel led to help those people that have served our country, I hope that you do. Shepherd's House is a great place for that. And Tracy Barr, I love you, sister. Thank you for your time. And I'm going to put that link on my Conversations page. It's there right now. You can find out more about them and get to know them. That's at star883.com.